Greetings from Financial Services Online. I'm Paige Estratore. As we approach the end of another week, let's take a wind-down walk through this week's financial developments in Australia. Let's dive in with some groundbreaking news in the marine sector. In an exciting update, Marinex Underwriting is set to make a splash as Australia's newest bonded underwriting agency. This comes as a strategic move from Rhodian Group, partnering with global distributor Amwins. The team at the helm comprises industry luminaries Janelle Carnib, Chris Kelly, and Ainsley Smith. Starting with cargo, carriers, commercial hull, and marine liability insurance, they're planning expansion into new lines soon enough. Leveraging the swell in global marine insurance premiums, Marinex aims to carve on the worldwide wave, targeting a market that scaled a robust 5.9% growth in just 2023. Honing in on another marine insurer in Australia, GT Insurance is showing its mettle, ready to navigate the rough trade waters. With new U.S. tariffs in place from April this year, concerns linger over export volumes and freight margins. GT Insurance, with over a quarter century of experience, adapts to these ebb and flow conditions, protecting marine businesses from potential instability. Swiveling to a new sector, our Aussie SME manufacturers are sailing smoothly, demonstrating resilience against a tide of economic uncertainties. The third quarter of 2025 saw a 9% sales increase from the previous period, pushing average sales to a commendable $625,400. This growth wasn't an accident. Many businesses strategically reduced their stock to boost cash flow, delivering a 3.2-point rise in profit margins, now sitting at 39.2%. Look at the construction sector, for example. They've scaled new heights with a 17.6% sales acceleration. The calculation behind cutting their stock levels by more than 40% aligns with a projection of $242 billion in major construction projects over the upcoming half decade. In another part of the economy, there's a breath of fresh air for SMEs via banking sector reforms. Come February 28th, the Australian Banking Association's revised Banking Code of Practice will usher in enhanced safeguards for small businesses. The borrowing threshold hikes to $5 million from the earlier $3 million. This widens the safety net, covering about 10,000 more small businesses. Complaint handling has been revamped with a focus on fairness and transparency. In praise of these changes, Bruce Bilson, our Small Business and Family Enterprise Ombudsman, appreciates the proactive steps in safeguarding essential protections, a sign of a supportive banking environment, a lifeline for our resilient SME sector, rebuilt post-crisis. And that concludes our roundup of events spanning from marine insurance to the manufacturing and banking sectors. How these string together and impact the Australian financial landscape, we'll continue to report. For more news and expert insights into insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, remember to visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estratore signing off. Goodbye, until next time.